Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right, so the Premier of Gauteng, Panyazala Sufi, says the latest crime stats show that the province is starting to win the battle against lawlessness. This is against crime. Is that how you feel, Joburg residents, Tshwane residents, residents in Ekurhuleni? Do you feel like we are winning the war against lawlessness? Yeah, Shadow Minister, Shadow MEC in Gauteng, Community Safety, Krishan Bosch is on the line with us. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening.
All right, let's try and see if we can get her on a better line because that's not working. But I'll tell you what the Premier says. So the Premier says that we've made some progress. Now, this is obviously just not off the cuff, okay? So let's be fair. It is according to the crime stats that we have gone down 0.5% in the first quarter with regards to the crime statistics. And he says one of the things that is happening and is going to be happening going forward is that there has been an increase to 2.8 billion rand from 900 million to try and secure the residents of Gauteng. So let's try Ms. Krishan Bosch again, DA Gauteng Shero MEC for Community Safety. Let's see if this line holds. Are you able to hear me, Ms. Bosch?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, it's excellent. Thank you so much. You were just giving us a sense of what do you make of the Premier's comments.
Yes, I don't believe it, that is a true reflection, of the real situation in Gauteng. If you look at the crime stats that was released for the first quarter this past Friday, and compare it to the previous quarter, you'll see that 11 out of the 30 police stations that is ranked in the top highest crime contributors is still from Gauteng. There is, in fact, an increase, for instance, in all the serious contact crimes in Gauteng, as well as motor hijackings, kidnappings, and even murder. So I do not think that this is a true reflection of what is happening in Gauteng. And I think that even though there is crime wardens and all sorts of crime initiatives that the Premier is starting to implement, that without evidence-based data, it is impossible to truly address crime. And that is why the command center, for instance, is such an important aspect of it, because that is where all the data comes together throughout the entire security cluster and where they can allocate, these different resources to the crime hotspots to be able to address crime fully.
So you're not sure that the stats that they're using currently are accurate?
No, I believe that the stats that was released on Friday
yes.
is an accurate reflection. But
okay.
the stats that Premier Lesufi was referring to in the House yesterday is not a true reflection, because he continued to say that there was only, three police stations or six police stations. And I think he selectively looked at the crime stats and not holistically to the entire crime stats.
Got you. So the increase in budget, I mean, do you think it's going to actually do anything to improve the level of security in Gauteng, 2.8 billion rand from 900 million? Your sense of that?
Yes. When I got the call this afternoon or the message about this interview and I saw the quotes about the increase in budget, I specifically asked the question, is this based on what Premier Lesufi said in the House yesterday when he answered questions? And the fact is that he confused people when he answered the questions yesterday, because the budget that he was referring to yesterday is for the previous financial year. In less than a month ago, about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, we had the budget debate in the legislature.
Yes, we did.
And if you look at that budget, for instance, that is allocated to community safety, you'll see that the department received just over 2.3 billion, and it's a decline of 374 million, 13.9% decline compared to the previous year's 2.7 billion. So the 2.7, 2.8 billion that he was referring to in his questions or responses yesterday is from the previous financial year. In fact, the budget that we've got this time around is much less than we got the previous the previous financial year. So there is in the wage bill, for instance, for the wardens, there is a slight increase, but there's a decrease when it comes to goods and services. And, you know, so I think he needs to, this is a problem when he takes a very important department like community safety for one of the biggest issues that, that the residents of Gauteng is facing, like crime, and he takes it and he puts it
into
his own department.
Yeah.
Into his office. So he does not have a full comprehensive idea of what's going on in the department. He's answering questions, you know, just off the cuff, and he's not using the stats, the correct stats. And, I mean, we voted on that budget. He should know what is in that budget if he wants to be both a premier as well as an MEC. You know, then he should be able to give a true reflection of what's going on. Because, I mean, we with that decrease in the goods and services, et cetera, these vehicles and things that he speaks about, for instance, the three helicopters that he's referring to, is from the previous financial year. That's not that's included in this financial year. You know, and so, you know, so he's, it's almost like he's reflecting on the past and not speaking about what's going to happen, but he's confusing people by making it sound like, you know, this is additional resources coming in this new financial year. And in fact, there is not sufficient budget to be able to address community safety and crime in this province and provide the support to staff that, that is needed.
I mean, you are obviously in the legislature, so there's room for you to push back. What's the plan going forward?
Well, you know, we are going to continue to call on our Premier Letsitsi to release community safety from his office. He cannot continue. If he can't even manage a province, how on earth is he going to manage a province as well as community safety? Crime is one of the biggest issues in the province. So we will continue to drive this issue, to call on Premier Letsitsi to remove community safety and to allocate a dedicated MEC to the department to look at evidence. Evidence-based data, you know, throughout this, this next term to be able to address crime. We are also asking for the command center to be finalized. This command center has been on the budget for the last 5 years. We continuously ask questions about it in the committee, you know, and I've also engaged the department about it because the property has been bought, but nothing else has been done. And that command center really is critical to be able to just tie all the loose ends and consider all the data, analyze the data, work with the entire security cluster, like in a whole of society approach where it's not just the police, because government by itself cannot and the police by itself cannot address crime. So we're going to have to open it up and get everyone involved to be able to do this. Yeah. And so we will continue to interrogate these reports, the budgets, and ask the relevant questions, do the relevant oversight, and prepare our own needs and priorities list, but also engage our counterparts in national to see what kind of support we can get for police stations in Gauteng.
I really, really appreciate your time. DA Gauteng Shiro, MEC for Community Safety, Krishan Bosch there, just giving us a sense of what actually is, not really what necessarily we've been told, because we need to fact check these things and just make sure that whatever we've been presented with actually tallies. And so at the moment, it doesn't seem to be telling. We'll have to go back again, all of us, and make sure that we make, you know, people accountable for whatever it is that they're saying. So are these numbers the numbers that we were looking at not so long ago when we were looking at the budget debate? No, they're not those numbers. So why then are we having a conversation about the numbers that reflect the 2023 budget?
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.